what is the common denominator that runs through the majority of the diseases on the leading causes of death list and the majority of diseases that cause serious inflammation and discomfort today? For example, arthritis, which won't kill you, but it sure can cause a lot of misery. Diabetes, which can kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Heart disease, breast cancer. What is the common denominator that ties all of these things together that is perfectly visible on an X-ray or a CT scan, and that doctors have been known about and that thousands of studies have been done on, but no one has ever been able to figure out what causes it? That common denominator is something that has been misnamed as calcium deposits, but in fact is calcification, which is the combination of calcium and phosphorus put together. And if you can believe it, this calcification is found in every one of the disease conditions that I just mentioned, and it is very well known, for example, to radiologists because they see it on CT scans and X-rays every day to the point where they don't even bother telling doctors about it anymore. And the reason they don't bother telling doctors about it anymore is because doctors haven't known where this stuff came from or how to get rid of it. Now, when we're talking about this calcification, we're not talking about the healthy stuff that makes bones and teeth, and we're not talking about the calcium that is essential for the functioning of every cell in the body.
Right.
And is essential to life. All of these things make calcium an extremely important player, and of course phosphorus as well. You can't have life without calcium and phosphorus as we know it, that is. So, a very small percentage of this calcium and phosphorus is mysteriously used by the human body to do really nasty things to us, and it does three things in particular which are really a problem. The first thing is, it clogs up your arteries something awful. It can constitute at least 20% of the plaque that is in so-called hardening of the arteries.
See, and so many doctors in the past, or maybe even still, would say, it's cholesterol.
Yeah, it's cholesterol, even though half the people that die of heart attacks don't have any cholesterol problems, but never mind. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, if anyone has actually seen a real-time image of arteries and veins in the body, they'll notice that they're pumping all the time. They have to be extremely flexible. Well, guess what calcification does? It just wrecks that flexibility and just makes it a whole lot harder for them to, you know, push that blood through and to do all the things that they have to do. So number one, blocks you up. Number two, ruins the flexibility of all of your capillaries and all of your arteries. And number three, and here's where we start to get into the infection issue. Just in the past few months, a group of scientists who've been working on calcification for many, many years and are very well respected, they've gotten funding from the military and from the NIH and all kinds of other institutions, made a major discovery about calcification that counteracts all of the conventional wisdom that cardiologists have been told for the last 20 years and have been telling their patients. And that conventional wisdom is that calcification has nothing to do with inflammation. Now, a quick primer on inflammation. For anyone who's read the cover of Time Magazine or Newsweek in the last year, they will know that inflammation is the new bad boy on the block in terms of causing heart attacks and causing all these chronic problems. And inflammation has been identified as, you know, the big troublemaker. But cardiologists have always looked at calcification in the arteries and said, no, calcification has got nothing to do with inflammation. Rather, it has to do with, as you mentioned, this cholesterol and this feedback mechanism of these lipids. Well, guess what? These scientists at the University of London published in one of the leading cardiology research journals that they have proven beyond a doubt that calcium phosphate crystals in heart disease cause inflammation, end of story. Now, that is a big discovery, although did you read about it anywhere? No.
Nope.
Even though it was published in one of the major heart journals in the United States, It has gotten virtually no coverage. And why is that important? That's important not only because inflammation generates heart attacks and other serious problems in the human body, including a continuous immune response. And that's what you're talking about people being tired all the time. You've got this continuous immune feedback. Why? It's a response to an infectious process. That is one of the hallmarks of inflammation. It's a response to infection. Now, when we start to talk about nanotechnology and the relationship to infection, guess what? About, 15 years ago, a group of scientists working at the Scripps Institute in La Jolla, in California, discovered a tiny little infection that has since come to be known as nanobacteria.
Nanobacteria.
And this was, they didn't discover this, they weren't looking for the cause of heart disease or anything else, they were actually looking for something quite different. What they were looking for is why in all of these sterile media that were being used to develop biological products like vaccines, for example, why the mammalian cells that are used to develop these biological products were dying. Why should they die in sterile serum? It just didn't make any sense. Or they were stopping to reproduce. And this scientist actually guessed that there was something in there that needed a longer incubation process under special conditions in order to show itself. And sure enough, and here's the funny part, because, you know, penicillin was discovered by accident when a Petri dish was left out. The scientists who found the cause of stomach ulcers actually discovered the bacterium by accident when they left a Petri dish out over a holiday. And this scientist in La Jolla discovered this nanobacterium by accident when he left the thing in an incubator for 28 days. So
sounds the secret is forget what you're doing.
The secret is forget the Petri dish. And so what happened was he came up with this slimy kind of biofilm and realized that there was something growing in the supposedly sterile serum. And then when he put it under a strong microscope, he realized that there was a particle in there. And then he started collaborating with another scientist, actually a Turkish PhD graduate. And while they were working together in Finland, of all places, they discovered that this infection, this nanoparticle, had one particular trait that ties it to all of these chronic diseases that we have been talking about.
All of them.
All of them. It creates a rock-hard calcium phosphate shell that is identical in composition to the material that is found in hardening of the arteries, in kidney stones, in stones that are found in the dental pulp in our teeth, in prostate stones, in breast cancer, in ovarian cancer, and in about a dozen other chronic illnesses.
Probably kidney stones as well.
Kidney stones as well.